Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's March 30, 2022. I'm Benjamin Bernstein, and we're here for Divinely Directed. So many thanks to all of you who are showing up. I'm grateful for each and every one of you, and we're all going to co-create this event. So here's how it works. After I give this little intro, I'm going to call the directions of the mesa I'm at. I'm going to call in a whole bunch of allies who are of high vibration and benevolent intent. We're going to seal the container so only the good guys get in, so to speak. And then we'll go to Embodied Awakening. I'll guide you very briefly through a very simple process that will help you merge with your own divine self in your human body. And you'll get as much of that on as serves your highest good. And then we'll just relax, and each of us will have a unique experience of healing or awakening or whatever serves us best. We're all in the field together, and we're each getting what we most need spontaneously. And I'll tell you all the hows and how-tos as we go forward. So I do always request on our energetic events that you please give us your full attention. That's because no one's in the bleachers. We're all on the field. And whether you're participating with this live or via the recording afterward, you are co-creating the energy. Therefore, if you behave like you're right here in the room with me and be just as attentive and undistracted, then that will mean you're doing your part to help create the field in the best possible way. And that is a request I make, to please do only this while you're doing it. If you have to leave the event before I close the container at the end of the process, that's fine. Just ask the allies to ease you out. They will do so, and you will be able to leave without ruffling the energy. All right. Also, a comforting thought, you're not going to get too much of anything. The way we work, the divine allies will not allow you to get too much of anything, not too much bliss, not too much challenge. It'll all be perfect for your highest good. All right, so I'm going to yawn. And let's roll. So I invite you now to close your eyes and just relax for a moment. Just become aware of how your own body feels overall. Don't think about it, just feel it. Just have the somatic experience of your own body. And then include your awareness of your energy part, the energy in and around you, your spirit part. Feel that along with your physical body and just get your baseline, so to speak. All right, beautiful. So now you have something to compare to later. So in a moment, I'm going to call the directions of the mesa I'm at, and I'm going to call the allies. Again, every being I call will be of high vibration and benevolent intent. And what I invite you to do as I'm doing this is to become very passive. And if you feel energy moving in and around your body, just be the passive witness of that. If you don't have awareness of that, then fall back to just feeling your breath come and go. Either way, I invite you to be completely passive otherwise. The way we roll with Awakening Plus almost always is just to chill and let the divine do it for you. You'll get the best outcome that way. If you start putting your own human ego effort into it, they'll see that you're exercising free will, and they'll stop what they're doing because they have to honor your free will choice to try to do it from the ego. But it never works as well from the ego as it does if the divine just does it for you. So I invite you to give that at least a try if you haven't done that kind of thing before. All right. So I invite you now to relax into passivity. Again, either feeling energy if you can. If not, feel breath. Hachamama. Mama Kia, we're a coach in tea, Queechi. So just with that much, I'm going to light the candle on my mesa real quick. Hmm. I am that I am. I call in my own embodied awakening, my own Christ consciousness, my own service to other fourth density or higher awareness. I call in my own state of unconditional love. I call spirit songs higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. We call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Saima. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Fox, Hawk, Deer, Hedgehog. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, if you would like to call any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent whom I have not already called, feel free to do that. We'll leave a moment for additional allies to be brought in. You are muted, so you can do it out loud and no one else on the call will hear you. Got a bunch of new allies coming in. Let's enjoy their presence. Definitely some Egyptian gods coming in. Hmm. Okay, we'll leave just a moment longer for additional allies. All right, thank you. Okay. So now that we have our container beautifully resplendent with divine energy and beings, now I'm going to lead you through the embodied awakening invocation. I'll assume there's at least one person here who hasn't done this before. So we're going to call our higher self into our human body, and your human self is safe. It's going to be like your body's the car. Your human self slides to the passenger seat. Your divine drives. If your human self doesn't care for the divine's driving, you can take the wheel anytime. The divine will step out with no fuss, and your human self is back in control. However, if you let the divine drive, you get some benefits. There's more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you could do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out mentally so much, you just know what to do through intuition, and there is more bliss. So if you'd like to try that on, then repeat after me starting now, speaking to your higher self. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Now let the words go and become completely passive. If you can feel energy moving in your body, just be the passive witness of that. If you don't feel energy moving in your body, then just feel your breath come and go on its own. Again, passively. And we'll leave a moment here for everyone to get saturated with as much of that beautiful divine consciousness as serves highest good. Remembering that our Awakening Plus processes do not permit overwhelm. You'll never get more than you can handle. This means you can relax, open fully to the process, and know that you'll get just exactly the right amount. We'll leave just a moment longer. When you actually move into embodied awakening, you're able to say yes to all the following questions. Is there no mental chatter, no challenging emotion? It's peaceful, and all this is effortless. That's true, then your higher self has merged with your human self, at least at a basic level. So then your human self now has the consciousness of the higher self. The higher self is driving. If you're already in the state, just relax, enjoy. Your being there helps everybody else get there, and all this works whether you're on the live call or on the recording afterward. It all magically comes together beyond time and space. Feels like people are doing mostly really well. There's a little bit of effort in there that would be better off relaxed. So if you are not being just 100% passive, just feeling what's happening passively from your ego and just allowing it to happen, I invite you to release any trying or visualizing or trying to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. Just relax it and be. If there's any kind of distraction, just let it do its thing in the background. It's not you. You are the pure awareness, just noticing the process. Nice. Leave just a moment longer. The awakened field is pretty strong. Okay, we're solid. Okay, so just notice your feeling now compared to when I had you notice a moment ago. See if your body and energy field feel the same or if they feel different. Allies, we come for our divinely directed process. And we ask that each person who's part of this process, whether they're live or on the recording afterward, now receive whatever experience serves their highest good. Whether that's a beautiful, blissful, ecstatic inner experience, whether it's an intense clearing or challenge, whatever serves highest good, let it be true, let it be not too much, let it be exactly what serves highest good. Thank you, allies. So grateful for your help. Now, you humans, you just relax into the process. Just be passive. Be okay whether the process is blissful or challenging or some combination. The more you just be with whatever's happening and experience it completely, the more awesome the experience will be. Especially if it becomes challenging for a while, just being completely present with the challenging experience will process it the fastest. The surest way to prolong that challenge and make it worse is to fight it or resist it in any way. Just be with it. The more you just become it, the quicker it'll move through. It's especially helpful to feel the body or the light body if that's your awareness. Somatic is good. If visions arise, visuals, that's fine. The one thing that typically is less helpful is focusing on thought. So just be with whatever's happening. But if you're discovering that there's thought in the field and it's distracting you out from your process, then return attention to sensation or visuals. My own preferred focus is usually just sensation, but feel what calls you. Beyond that, just let it rip. So from this point forward, there may be periods of silence. I will speak if called to do so by our allies. And know that even if I'm not talking for a while, I am present in the field holding space. I may or may not be called to sing or make music of some kind. We'll just see what the flow calls for. So relax and move into your process. And finally, in all likelihood, this whole process will take no more than an hour, most likely. And that's from the time we started. Just relax and be present with whatever's happening. There may be periods when your body shakes or vibrates. You may be called to feel emotions come up, cry. If the body wants to move in some way, that's fine. Whatever spontaneously wants to arise is cool as long as nobody gets hurt. So just go with the flow as the process unfolds. Appena sale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Appena sale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Curandero summa cunae didi. Mantai cunae caeati. Shamu yadididididi. Curandero summa cunae didi. Mantai cunnai caeri. Shamu yari. Appena sale l'aurora in las montagnas se oyen cantar. Appena sale l'aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Vocane summa cunae didi. Mantai cunae caeri. Shamu yari di 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 di. Vocane summa cunae di di. Mantai cunae caeri. Shamu yari di 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 di. Appena sale l'aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Appena sale l'aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Ríos, ríos, summa cunae didi. Mantai cunnai caeri. Shamu yari di 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 di. Rios rios summa cunnai di di. Mantai cunnai caeri. Shamu yadi di 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 di. Appena sale l'aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Appena sale l'aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Cielito lindo, summa cunae didi. Mantai cunnai caeri. Shamu yari di 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 di. Cielito lindo, summa cunnai didi. Mantai cunnai caeri. Shamu yari di 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 di. Appena sale l'aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Appena sale l'aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Estrellita summa cunae didi. Mantai cunnai caeri. Shamu yari di 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 di.
Astra yitta sumakunairi mantai kunai kayari shamu yari. Apenasale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenasale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Flores, flores, suma kunai didi. Mantai kunai kayari. Shamu yari. Flores, flores, suma kunai didi. Mantai kunai kayari. Shamu yari. Appena sale l'aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Appena sale l'aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Ayahuasca suma kunai riri. Mantai kunai kayari. Shamu yari. Ayahuasca suma kunai riri. Mantai kunai kayari. Shamu yari. Appena sale l'aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Appena sale l'aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Medicina suma kunai riri. Mantai kunai kayari. Shamu yari. Medicina suma kunai riri. Mantai kunai kayari. Shamu yari. Shamu yari. Shamu yari.
I invite you to continue relaxing, being very passive, just feeling your process and relaxing into whatever's happening. releasing any preference around whether your experience is blissful or challenging. And just being with whatever's happening. I'm noticing that those who are having a challenging experience are getting help from others if needed. So some of the folks here who have good capability are noticing heavy energies coming through them that are not from themselves. So the allies are spreading out the clearing work that needs to be strongly done by some and lightening their load a little bit by spreading it around a little bit. And again, you're only going to receive as much of that heavy energy as you can handle and as serves your highest good for service. And some will not get any at all. So it's all portioned up according to your abilities and highest good. If you do feel heavy energy, just relax completely. There's nothing you have to do except feel it as it is. And if you will stay passive, then these beautiful divine beings will process every bit of it, will process every bit of it for you. So I strongly encourage passivity and letting the divine do it for you. What the allies have taught me over the years is regarding my own spiritual and shamanic work, the less Benjamin does and the more he just delegates it to the divine helpers, the better that work goes. I encourage you to try that out and see if that isn't true for you as well. It's not cheating, it's just smart. Right about now, you may be feeling some very unusual sensations in your body. I invite you to just relax into that awareness and let it be as it is. Some of us are getting notable upgrades right now. And of course, it's going to feel a little unusual. Just relax and allow that to happen. As a reminder, the allies are constantly monitoring how your ego is responding to the work, and they will adjust it accordingly. But completely relaxing and allowing will let them work even faster and give you even more benefit. The allies would love for each of us to get the deepest possible healing and the most beautiful awakening that serves highest good during this process. Some of us are aware of a blended group field, and some of us are conscious in that as well. So just enjoy that if that's in your field of awareness. If not, don't worry. Things like that start showing up spontaneously as soon as you're ready. If there's still a part of you believing you're just a human, let that part relax and open to experiencing its divinity as well. Okay, now the allies are radiating energy off us individually and collectively to serve the greater good of all beings. This will not in any way diminish the benefit that we're each individually receiving, but they are spreading the goodness. Thank you, allies, for taking our good medicine and blessing others with it as well. There's nothing we humans have to do. This is all running itself. Just know that our good work is being of benefit to others. And you may at this moment be experiencing yourself as a sort of a vortex of energy. And that experience may be more vivid than your experience of yourself as a human being. Just relax into that experience if that's true for you. Let your awareness of yourself as a being of energy be a little stronger right now. The energy is moving pretty strongly in the field. And let it have its way with you in your body. Some people are receiving a pretty powerful cleanups. Some are getting really potent infusions of light. Whatever your experience, just go with it. Even if it's intense, especially if it's intense, just relax. And be fully present with the experience. You don't have to understand it, just go with it. Okay, now I feel us starting to settle into our bodies a little bit more. As always, it's a both and opportunity. You are becoming more physically conscious, and yet they're encouraging you to bring as much of this new divine energy and awareness into the body as you can, which means just not fighting it. Not thinking it has to be one or the other, knowing it can be both. And the physical body feels very different when that's true. I had you note it when we started, and if you feel the way your body feels now, it may feel a lot more like energy, a lot less like solid matter. Because the more awake you are, the more everything feels like energy. Just relax into this altered perception of reality, which is actually a more accurate perception of reality. The whole solid matter thing is really quite the illusion. Okay, I feel mostly present in the body. We'll give it a moment longer for you to come back to physical presence, along with this new divine consciousness. There we go. I feel settled. Well done, folks. You all held space really well. I'm going to call the directions and close the container, and then we'll open it up to any questions or feedback you may have.
Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocha Inti Kwichi.
Thank you, allies, for this beautiful experience. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. I do ask that you stay with everyone who's been part of this to the greatest extent that serves our highest good and for as long as it serves our highest good. Thank you, allies. You're so beautiful. We so appreciate your help. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? Okay, the container is closed. This has been a free public call. And if you like what you experienced here and you might be interested in checking out Awakening Plus, you can go to awakeningplus.com. And if you like what you see there, you can do a $1 for 30-day trial. And the membership has lots of awesome stuff, over 400 archived events with a best of guide, powerful experiences for healing and awakening. We've got 3 courses and more coming, lots of chance to interact with other members, just all kinds of awesome support. We have a bunch of people who show up here regularly who've been with the membership a couple of years and keep coming back because they find it worthwhile. So anyhow, check it out if you're interested. And if not, you're certainly welcome to attend the free public events. All right, let's open this up for comment. Oh, I do need to mention as well that you can work with me privately if you're so called. I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, and life coaching. And you can learn all about that at astroshaman.com, astroshaman.com. All right, the self-unmuting is allowed, so anyone who's on the live call can now just click their microphone icon and speak. Or if you're on a phone, you can hit *6 to mute or unmute yourself. And if you'd rather type in the chat window, as some people already are, you can do that too. So let me catch up with the chat. Nicole typed, "Where do all those beautiful chants or songs come from? Do you compose them? Do you channel them, pick them up somewhere? Are they in a specific language?" Good questions. They come from ayahuasca ceremonies that I'm attending. And fortunately, there's a songbook. In fact, if you want to have, there's a free resource online where they all are. It's called medicinesongs.net. And if you go to medicinesongs.net, you can totally just get on there and got a bunch of great songs. You can listen to recordings and see the lyrics and the chords and all that. So medicinesongs.net is your shop for all that cool stuff. And the language is usually Spanish, or it's Quechua, which is a language spoken in South America. And sometimes songs have a mix of Spanish and Quechua in them. So it's usually one or the other or both. Jeannie types, "I love the way my cat runs in the room to join us. Tonight he purred the whole time. Thank you, allies. I felt the upgrade as energy curlicues in my energy field." Thank you, Benjamin. And bunches of hearts. Thank you, Jeannie. I'm glad you had a great experience. And Faye types, "Fabulous and beautiful. The time goes by so fast. Feels like my entire room is reverberating and I'm floating." Thank you, Benjamin, and everyone. And Raylene types, "My mind always seems to wander. I can't seem to shut off this noisy mind of mine during meditation. Do you have any tips?" Absolutely. Just know that you are not just your thoughts. Your thoughts are like an add-on. So the trick is to first notice the thoughts as the witness of the thought. And as I gave the instruction earlier, just let the thoughts be there in the background. That is not a problem. Just let them be there. If you try to fight them, they'll just get stronger anyway. And just keep returning your attention to the feeling in your body. So just keep returning to somatic awareness over and over again. And after a while, the thoughts may actually start fading out. So just don't mind them. Treat them like the metaphor I use is, let's say you are on the street and there's some mumbling person just talking to themselves 20 feet away. You know, you don't have to listen to that person yammer on and on about stuff. Just because they're yammering doesn't mean you have to focus on it. And treat your own mind the same way. Just a constantly murmuring thing, and just say, okay, you can murmur, but you're not me for our purposes here. I am pure awareness, and I am placing my awareness on my feeling experience in my body. That's what I would recommend. And just be patient, and in time, you'll be able to have more and more of a energetic experience and won't get so stuck in the mind. But the mind is just doing what it does. That invocation for embodied awakening can have the effect of just quieting it down completely. So keep working with that, and that may be helpful as well. That's the quickest way I know to get the mind totally quiet. But again, your experience is yours, and there's no grade here. Just do the best you can and use the tools and see if that helps. But the wandering mind is common to everybody who hasn't attained a certain level of awakening. So you and just about everybody else is having that experience. Okay, Brian types, very grateful. Thank you for your guidance to the allies and all you beautiful beings. What were those profound flashes of light? Well, Brian, those were profound flashes of light. Exactly. Beyond that, I don't know. Laura types, the song was just lovely, as was your energy while singing it. I could have listened all night. Thank you. Thank you, Laura. Nathan types, I had a lot of difficult, angry energy move through me, but I feel better now. That's wonderful. Part of what your highest good was tonight was to have that angry energy, which was already inside you, I assure you, and it had been stuck, and it got a chance to come up and be cleared. One of the shamanic rules is you got to feel it to heal it. And when we're doing a call where healing is an option, sometimes you have stuff come up to be cleared. And that's beautiful. And thank you, Faye, for typing the medicinesongs.net URL there in the chat window. Excellent. So I finally caught up with the chat. Thanks for the great feedback, everybody. And if anyone wants to actually speak live, totally, you're welcome to unmute yourself and talk. Or if you want to keep typing in the chat, that's fine too. And if there's a period here where I'm not reading anything and there's a bit of silence, then there, even though we've closed the container, there's still plenty of great energy in the field. I still feel it quite vividly. And we can just enjoy that if no one's actually communicating. Although Alice has now typed, blissful, thank you. Oddly, my left hand and forearm got really cold while the right was warm. Boy, I've had so many temperature phenomena doing processes like this. I remember one ceremony where I alternated between really cold, having to put on a bunch of layers. A few minutes later, I'd be so hot, I'd be stripping down to no shirt. And then a few minutes later, I'd be cold again. And you never know. I can't explain why all the temperature things happen sometimes, but they do, and you just go with it. And a lot of what happens in this kind of work is beyond what the human mind can comprehend anyway. So I long ago stopped trying to figure it all out, and I just went with it and just was in my somatic experience. And I find over the years that is the most successful approach for myself anyway. And Raylene types, thank you so much. I'll definitely be back. Have an amazing evening, everyone. Thank you, Raylene, for joining us. I do hope you come back. And Alice types, so powerful. Thank you. Pancha Avatar says, okay. So the words cost digest. You shared a while back about, I find myself repeating those words when you started singing, the transfiguration became easier. While I had such a dream. Good. Your words don't make literal sense here, but I get the vibe of what you're saying. So I feel what you're communicating beyond the literal words there. And that's really beautiful, Pancha Avatar. Thank you. Yeah. Feels like a good experience. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. Wow. Could y'all feel the shift after I read Pancha Avatar's words? It doesn't matter that they weren't like grammatically correct. They carry a really potent energy. It's almost like poetry. Beautiful. Yeah, I'm getting that Pancha Avatar is one of those beings who came in to human form, but is definitely not native to Earth. And he's carrying a really potent vibration that he's sharing with the planet. So thank you for being on the planet, Panja Avatar, and for sharing your beautiful vibration with us too. Of course, he's not the only one. We have a lot of beautiful beings from other places who are part of our group. I've definitely got a part of me that's alien and definitely ain't from around these parts. But we're happy to be here helping out. Okay, there's a pause in the down. Oh, let's see. So Panja Avatar type suggestions. It's not cheating. It's just smart chapter title suggestions. Thank you. Yeah, I've studied a lot about writing good headlines and chapter titles, and my mind often is, well, what's the most interesting way we could say that would get people's attention? And Casey says, what if you zonk out, fall asleep? We've had so many people over the time we've done Awakening Plus. You know, I've had dozens of people say, oh, I fall asleep. What's going on with that? And sometimes you're just tired and the body needs rest. Sometimes a part of you has gone to a level that your human self isn't quite ready for. And the human part just passes out for a bit while the other part of you is conscious in that realm. And eventually the human part will learn to stay conscious. Sometimes you're having a healing experience and the human part would be overwhelmed by the intensity of it. So the human part gets what you might call spiritual anesthesia. It passes out while the healing happens. I've definitely had that happen for myself. And then once the healing is complete, the human part can wake back up. So those are some possibilities about what the zonking out might be. Vivian says, how do you experience the alien part within your higher human self, Benjamin? All I can say is, like right now, I'm just feeling there's an aspect of myself that doesn't feel human at all. It's holding a very different vibration. It's within the human form and operating within it, but it's not native here. I don't know if I can really express it much more. And I even have sort of a rough visual of it, and it doesn't have a human shape, but it's very benevolent, and it's definitely here in service, trying to help out the human folks. That's about as specific as I can be. And I'm being told those of you who are very empathically sensitive, if you like feel my vibration and just kind of catch the overall vibe of it, you'll feel the part that's human, the part that's transhuman, and you can kind of feel it for yourself. Casey says, awesome, I feel great through, and thank you so much. Oh, she says, I feel great though, and thank you so much. Oh, good. She's the one who asked about falling asleep. Thanks, Casey. I'm glad you feel good. Vivian says, thank you, and yet you are a human also with a human history. I had a lot of working in the muscles today. Well, part of me is human. Like I did my 23andMe genetic test, and I'm 99% Ashkenazi Jew. So at least the body has a certain history. But that which animates the body is not, of course, just human. I mean, none of us is just human. We're spirit. And fundamentally, we're all just visiting here, really. So that's my perception anyway. Yeah, we're many things. From the ultimate level, we're everything. There's nothing that we're not ultimately. So it just depends what level you're working from and what's true in that level. If you've got what I've discovered is there's relative truths within relative levels. For example, I just did a couple of ayahuasca ceremonies last weekend and got to the experience for the first time of unconditional love. In fact, we're doing our next Awakening Plus call next Wednesday on that theme. It's called Unconditional Love Immersion. And we'll see if we can't get back there as a group a little bit. And what I experienced was that things I had held as just spiritual truths were only true at that level. And I went to a level beyond where those things applied. And it was fascinating to be at a level of just pure free will, even beyond individual ego. And to realize, wow, things like karma and life purpose and things like that are, from the level I'd got to, complete illusions. Things that seem to bind you and that are just the way it is. At the level beyond that, those things are not even in play. You get to a level beyond that where it's just free will. Consciousness can do what it will. And the paradox is there's you know, to get to that level, there's no individuated self there. It's just you become the field of awareness and the ego is left behind to even get there. And then, so I've got free will, but there's no individual to do anything. So it's like the field of consciousness itself acts. So it becomes very paradoxical. And yet from that level, it makes perfect sense. And yeah, we'll get into that next Wednesday if you want to come on board and see what happens as a group. And then Vivian types, sure, yet there can be a long karmic human history as well as another level of spirit within absolutely both and. Everything is true at its own level. And part of the fun of awakening over time is you begin to hold consciousness in more than one level at the same time, and you can kind of see multi levels of awareness. And one of the truths I've found over that time is everything has its own relative truth within each level. But as the law of one states so beautifully, when the universe comes into form, the first law is free will. And at first, that's the only law. And then as the logos, the logoi, which is the plural of logos, you first have the universe and it says free will. And now let's make a whole boatload of galaxies. And each galaxy has its own consciousness, its own logos. Okay, now within free will, I create the rules of this galaxy. And that's the operating parameters for the galaxy. And then it makes a gazillion solar systems. And each solar system within the rules set forth by the universe and the galaxy, okay, within that, I can make whatever rules I want here. And it just kind of works its way down the hierarchy. So it's fascinating how it all plays out. According to Law of One anyway, which is the most sensible thing I've seen for explaining how it all works. Anyhow, if you want to learn about that, go to lawofone.info. It's fascinating. It's free. And it's a really fascinating body of channel material. Okay, so any other questions or comments? Pancha Avatar types. I believe you might have said Mother Earth loves this energy. She recycles anger, hate, etc., and regenerates, recycles it to heal herself. He's paraphrasing. That is very true. I've said that in the past. What I experience is Mother Earth, when we release our heavy energy to her, whatever challenging energy flushes out of us and goes down into the planet, for her, that's like yummy food. The way I saw it explained, was this Law of One? I think it might have been Law of One. They said, so for example, above us is the angelic realm. And what the angels release as their heavy energy comes into us as our like bliss energy. That's like our highest celestial vibration energy. And yet it's the waste energy of the angels. But for us, it's like gossamer awesomeness. And then when we release our waste energy to the earth for Mother Earth, our heavy energy is like her highest vibration energy. And it just kind of rolls down with each level, you know, getting its own wonderfulness. And I usually say that to encourage people to just release the heavy energy and not worry about it and know that it's actually blessing Mother Earth. And she'll take that and compost it and recycle it and use it. And therefore we can freely release it and not worry about it, you know, causing harm. You just let it go and Mother Earth takes care of it. Faye Kelly says, chocolate snack. Yeah, I often say it's like her chocolate snack when we release our heavy energy to her. That's how I think of it. Anything else? Pancha Avatar says, perfect. And again, all I can share, guys, is my best understanding of stuff. I can't guarantee I'm right. So take the best and leave the rest. But all I can do is share what I believe to be true. And if later I get different ideas, I'll certainly revise anything I say now. But I'll share what I believe to be true at the moment and ask you to use your own discretion with what you do with it. Vivian says, lovely, thank you. Time for me to go. Best to all. Thank you, Vivian. I so appreciate you showing up so consistently from Australia. For her, it's morning when it's our nighttime. And anything else before we wrap it up, folks? Alrighty. Yeah, the energy just shifted in a beautiful way. So enjoy that on your way out. Thank you all so much. As always, so grateful that you chose to be part of this event. There's so many other things you could have been doing. The fact that you chose to come here and be part of this event I'm so honored and so grateful. Thanks very much. And until next time, many blessings to you all. Bye-bye.